Banjo on my knee, I squine to Louisiana, my true love for to see.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me.
I've come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna, the signature tune of Lou Stone and his band. It brings back so many happy memories of a great bunch of fellas. All tea drinkers, believe it or not. I joined the band on string bass in 1932 and stayed until 1937, during which time I made possibly over 300 records. There's no way I can put them all into this show, so I've picked out some of the more unusual ones. The first one is a medley called, appropriately, Lou Stone Favourites, which features Al Boley singing Minnie the Moocher, Jimmy Easton and Goofus, Don't Tell a Soul, Joe Ferry, and Nat Kinella singing and playing Georgia as well as I've ever heard him do it.
Was a low down hoochie coochie. She was the roughest and the toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart just as big as a whale.
Minnie had a heart as big as a whale.
Ipes and swipes and squirrely ollie ipes.
Minnie had a heart just as big as a whale.
I was barren on a farm out in Holloway, a mighty keen lad who thought that he'd run away. So I packs my bag and I grabs my saxophone. I got me a new kind of barn, and the fame of the barn spread all over the land. And I must admit, we made a hit. Listen to the Goofers band.
Here's one that we don't hear very often, Sidewalks of Cuba, which features Joe Crossman. Sadly, since planning this program, Joe has passed away. He was very pleased when I told him I'd put this number in, as I think it's his best vocal. He was so looking forward to hearing it, and Joe always said that his days with Lou and the band were the happiest of his career.
Give me a table for two where we can both sit and view a sky of blue. In a cafe, out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. And as we sit there and dine, you lift a goblet of wine, you'll clink with mine. In a cafe, out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. Intoxicated by romance, I take you by your hand. We join the others as they dance to a hot rumba band. I know I'd even go through a revolution or two, and so would you. I'd take a chance so we could dance, kiss and romance in a cafe, out on the gay sidewalk of Cuba.
To hear that again. Here's another from 1935. The wheel of the wagon is broken. Our trumpet player Alfie Noakes' Canadian accent makes the song sound more authentic than it really was. Its writers were all Cockneys, Box, Cox and Carr.
Is broken and it ain't gonna turn no more. The old gray mare is dead and gone, and there's weeds round the ranch house door. There ain't any campfires a-smoking where we sang when the day was through. The wheel of the wagon is broken and the days of the west are through. I've hung up my spurs and my saddle and and I'm gonna miss him, my nose. My guns with my spurs and my saddle, 'cause I'm wearing city clothes. The old gray mare is missing, and there's weeds round the ranch house door. The wheel of the wagon is broken, and it ain't gonna turn no more. Goodbye, old faithful. Goodbye to the pals that I knew. Goodbye, old faithful. The days of the West are through.
We're going further back now to 1932, and another of Lou's medleys, this time featuring Gertrude Lawrence, Edith Baker and Frank Titterton. I had the fright of my life on this session. The great Gertrude Lawrence came into the studio in earnest conversation with the studio manager and sound man. They called Lou over, and after a moment, he told us, "Miss Lawrence has a very bad cold, so we'll have to put her song down a tone." I nearly died. I'd never done this before or practiced it, but I got through it okay. It shows how green I was, in more ways than one.
Melody fill the heart with a joy faded at dawn. Oh, song of song, oh, night of bliss, oh, when you were my whole world, oh,
you know, I've forgotten all about that last number, The Younger Generation. Another nice tune, Lost in the Past. And I do like those links that Lou plays on the Celeste. D-E-C-C-A. I wonder who thought of that. Now, I'd rather not say anything about this next number. When Lou noticed my high-pitched voice, a gleam came into his eye as he thought, hello, here's my girl singer. Swing song and let me dance. Oh, good. Here's one I had to include, Faster, Faster, from 1935. Another of Lou's discoveries was Harry Burley, our brilliant viola and tenor sax player. He couldn't sing, but as this number was recited, that was it. He was in. He was discovered. very few copies of this were sold, so it must be a collector's item.
Faster, faster, hurry, pull tight. We'll fly to Australia and come back tonight. Never sit still, as Grandfather said, but dash in straight lines from this party to that. Faster, faster, waste is a crime. So step on the gas, boys, and let's save some time. Don't know what for, but let's save some more. Let's fly to Africa, Great Britain's a bore. Speed, noise, petrol and prance, the great big babies with some vitus dance. Speed, noise, petrol and prance. Let's get a slinky streamlined motor shaped like a bird or a bomb or a bloater. Faster, faster, hurry to hell. But use British fuel and all will be well. Life's a stampede. The one God is speed. Faster, faster, faster.
I'm sure no other band has done that. It wasn't easy to get steadily faster. A musician friend told me he's met a couple of drummers who do that quite naturally. But sadly, Harry Burley had a tragic death. He committed suicide. He threw himself under a tube train. What a loss. But with Harry, Nat Ganella, Lou Davis, Joe Crossman and the rest of the boys, particularly Lou Stone, my father figure, they were great days. So let's close with all the boys enjoying themselves on one for the jazz fans, Meilenberg Joys. From me, Tiny Winters, thanks for listening.
That program was produced by Graham Pass, and next week, trombonist George Chisholm will be recalling his days with Ambrose and his orchestra.